Hello, mamas. Today's episode is brought to you by Ditch the Mom Guilt Master Course. If you have ever thought things like, gosh, I am failing as a mom, or other moms are so much better at this mom thing than I am, then you need this master course. It is a 5-module course plus some bonuses where I take you through the exact steps that I use to free myself from guilt, unlock my inner mama sparkle, and just be a confident mom. I want you to join this course so that you can stop beating yourself up and start living your best mama life. The course is now open for enrollment. So if you head to @TheTiffanyWynn on Instagram, you can go to the link in my bio and join the course there. I can't wait to see you inside, and let's get into today's amazing episode with another amazing special guest.
You are listening to the Mindset Mama Podcast, hosted by me, Tiffany Nguyen. I'm a wife, mom, and mindset coach that is obsessed with helping moms free themselves of guilt, up-level their momfidence, and unlock their inner mama sparkle. Each week, me and my special guests are coming to you with tips and tools to help you step into your power and become the mom that you have always dreamed to be. Are you ready to unleash your mama superpowers? If yes, then let's go.
Welcome to episode number 11 of the Mindset Mama Podcast. In today's episode, we have another amazing mom joining us. We have Miss Ashley Rodriguez here with us today.
And hey guys,
I am so excited to have her here. We actually grew up in the same town, went to school together and everything. So known her for a long time. And I have always just admired how just confident she is and just how she really just owns who she is unapologetically. And so we're going to chat about that today. And I'm just going to let her tell us a little bit more about herself and her momhood journey first before we just really dive into the juicy stuff today. So go ahead, Ashley.
Well, excuse my cough. I'm getting over strep throat.
Oh, no, it's
so
okay.
Sorry about that.
No, that's real life.
So I am Ashley Rodriguez, a mom of four and a wife. Crazy to even think like, oh my gosh, like I'm doing real life here. Like this is nuts. Like, yeah. Hold up. I'm pretty sure I'm not qualified to do this, but hey, I'm doing it.
Yeah, so, I feel the same way sometimes. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, I'm like a whole adult and with a whole family.
Seriously, crazy. And a whole house and bills. And
yeah.
So I began my mom journey super early, at 16 years old. 16. Gosh, crazy to think. You know, you hear people say, oh my gosh, my baby's having a baby. You know, and mm-hmm. that was me. I was pregnant my whole junior year. Finished school. Did you graduate?
07.
Okay.
But I went to B-Port.
Yeah. So my whole pregnancy, like you said, on rocking it out. I tried to, at least I had my Jessica Simpson stilettos walking yes. those hallways. I still won best dress while I was pregnant.
Yes.
Teachers are like, Ashley, you got to stop. Like you are pregnant. I'm like, no.
Yes, I love it.
So, I mean, at 16, you don't know what the heck you're getting yourself into, you know, mm-hmm. It was a choice. It was definitely mm-hmm. a choice to, have a child that young. Still crazy to think, what the heck was I thinking to have a kid that young? You know, when you're you're young and you meet your love of your life, and it's like, oh my gosh, let's spend our lives together, and we're gonna live this beautiful fairy tale because we're high school sweethearts, and you know, so on and so forth. Well, didn't turn out that way. So it was hard. It was hard raising a child so young, still in school. It was one of my promises I made to my parents. I hid my pregnancy all the way until I was about 6 months. I thought I was only 4 months. Finally, my mom, like, she would throw little signs out there, like hinting, like, are you pregnant? You know, and I was hiding it. Thankfully, it was cold, so I was wearing big jackets, walking with my jacket in front of me or my purse in front of me. And finally was like, I can't hide this anymore. I'm showing. So I wrote my mom a letter, stuck it in her console in her car so she would find it. Took her 3 whole days to find it.
Oh my gosh. I bet you were like sitting on pins and needles. Oh my goodness.
Every day she would like call me like for something random. And I'm like, oh God, did she find it? Did she find it? So one day, I mean, she finally found it. So in that letter, I had promised her, like, Mom, like, I promise you, I'm going to finish school. I'm going to be successful. Like, this is only going to help me. I am 1 of 7. I have 6 older brothers, and I am the only girl, and I'm the baby.
Wow. And, oh, my goodness.
None of my brothers graduated school. None of them did. And so it was always a hope for my mom to say, hey, like, you're going to do it. And I promised her, I said, Mom, I'm like, this isn't going to stop things. It's only going to like push me to, you know, do it even more. So, I mean, sure enough, that's exactly what Cassidy's, my oldest, she did. She's 11 years old now. Crazy. But yeah, she definitely pushed me to kick the whole mom mode in gear, totally shifted my life from how I was growing up, because I wasn't, I was pretty on the outside, real ugly on the inside, an angry kid, a teenager. So fighting was a lot of my nature. So it totally shifted the way that I viewed life of, oh my gosh, I can't risk getting in trouble. Sorry, I hear something. Can't risk getting in trouble anymore because my child could be taken away from me. Like, this is serious. So I changed, and it's all because of her, and everything's just kind of played its part from there on out.
Yeah. Wow. So gosh, that's such a great journey, great story to hear that. I've never really heard, you know, all those little pieces of it. And so that's really awesome to hear all of that. So after having your daughter, kind of tell us where you now have met your now husband. What was the journey to there, getting there? What that looked like?
So I met my husband when my daughter was 3. And we met through actually my cousins. They were mutual friends. We went to a gathering. Here's this guy throwing out pickup lines over my tattoos. And I'm like, oh gosh, here we go. Another one. But he was persistent, and persistence paid off. So being such a protective mom, it was like, okay, I didn't bring men around my daughter. It just wasn't my thing. I didn't want her to view me as the mom who always had someone in and out of the door. So it was a good about four and a half months before my husband actually met her. And that was even in a group setting. It wasn't, hey, a one-on-one introduction or anything like that. And once I seen how he was with her, I then got to meet his 2 kids, Ethan and Brianna. And we gathered all together, let the kids interact. And I just saw how he was as a father and was like, oh my gosh, like, there are real men out there, you know?
Yeah.
And vice versa. He saw how I interacted with them, and how I came in was, it wasn't anything different for me. I come from a family that's blended as well. My 3 older brothers are my half brothers, actually. My dad was married twice before my mom. And growing up, I had no clue. Like, my mom raised those boys,
yeah,
treated them like they were hers, you know, and that's all I knew to do. Is if I was going to get with someone who had children previously, I needed to inherit everything that came with him. It wasn't a pick and choose of, hey, I want you, not them. So I totally, it was natural to me to just play the mom role, you know, of just, okay, these are your kids. And if I accept you, I accept them. So it was the same with him. And we totally just, we connected. Our kids, like I said, the older two, they're both girls, are only 10 months apart. So they're super close in age. They were so young. They were both 3 and just turned 4. And my son was 3. So thankfully they were so young that it was easy. Now,
yeah,
to come into the picture when they were teenagers.
Yeah.
It would probably be a different story, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I totally, love the fact that I get to join in raising these kids.
Yeah.
So now they're 12, 11, 10, and we have our 4-year-old together now. And it's just nuts to think, oh my gosh, I've been in their lives like more than half of the mm-hmm. time that they've been here, you know?
Yeah.
It's just crazy. So I'm just another mom.
Yeah. I love that. So how do the kids interact together? Is it still like, do they still interact really well together since they kind of practically grown up together?
Yeah, I mean, they do. They're brother and sisters.
Yeah.
They argue, they fight. The two older girls, they share a room still. They had, we recently just purchased our house, and mm-hmm. their big want was, they knew we were looking, but their big want was, we still want our room together. We don't want to be separated.
I love that.
So they have their room together. Two different girls, two different styles. But you know, they're sisters. And then my son, of course, he's like living the dream in his own room with his own mm-hmm. stuff and whatnot. And, but they all get along. They all fight.
Yeah.
The 4-year-old's probably the most boss babe ever in this house. Like, she runs shop in here, and they allow it. So it's just, it works, you know, it's crazy chaotic, and I freaking love it.
That's so good. So if you could tell any other blended families one thing that you've experienced or learned, or just one thing that you really just value about your family, what would that be?
Not putting my wants and my feelings first.
Mm.
Putting my children and their needs mm-hmm. and what's best for them first, even when it was, especially when it comes down to having differences with the other parent on the other
right.
side. It's hard, you know.
Yeah.
Blended family is not for the faint. It is
yeah.
hard. And it's been 8 years worth of trial and errors and chaos and court orders and mm-hmm. all of this stuff. It's hasn't been easy by no means. Something I always just fall back on is, am I doing this because of my own self wants and my own, you know, chip on the shoulder, or am I
yeah.
doing it because it's best for my kids? So just, if you're in a blended family, always remember, just do what's best for the kids. Suck up your own personal feelings, your own wants, your own upset, your hate, your anything.
Yeah.
Just push that to the side, because your kids are what matters most, and they're watching and they remember, they know. My kids mm-hmm. know during our dark times of co-parenting, and they'll bring it up and we have to talk through it with them.
Mm-hmm.
So the older they get, the smarter they are, and the more that they're listening and seeing. So we always just make sure that we're doing what's best for them at all times.
Oh, that is so good. So good.
Before we continue, I just had to ask, are you in the Mindset Mama Facebook group? If you're not, what are you even doing with your life, girlfriend? The Mindset Mama Facebook group is an incredible place to interact and engage with other like-minded mamas and me. We record every episode for the Mindset Mama inside of this group. So yes, you are getting a behind the scenes, real and raw look at every episode before it is even ever uploaded. So you are kind of VIP if you're inside of the Mindset Mama. You are also able to interact and engage while we're recording, so you can ask questions, and I might even use one of your questions to ask the interviewers sometimes. So if you want to join us, make sure you go to facebook.com/groups/themindsetmama to join us, and I'll see you inside.
You guys can't see this if you're listening to the podcast, and you can't see this, but if you're here with us live right now in the Mindset Mama Facebook group, then you can. But Ashley is rocking blue hair right now. She has tattoos, and I just love that about her. And you can't see me either, but I have blue purple hair right now too. And Ashley was a big part of me like feeling confident enough to like do this. It's something I've wanted to do for a long time. I've always been like, oh, it would be so cool to have like colored hair like that, but never been like, oh, I can't do that. Like, I can't do that. I'm a mom. Like, it's not right. But like, it's just so cool to see how you just really like own it. Like, she, like, and this isn't like something new. Like, her hair changes colors like every month. It's a new one. I'm always like looking to see what it's gonna be and like what the style is gonna be and how it's gonna look. And I just really admire that about you. So can you tell us like what inspires you to just like own who you are and not really like fall into like, I'm a mom, so I have to fit into this job and this role, and this is what moms look like, and this is what moms are supposed to do. Like, right. How did you get to that place? Has that always been something you felt like, or is it like something you had to work to get to?
I think it's always been something I've felt, but it took a long time to finally do it. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I am one of seven, the only girl in a group of boys. So I was super tomboy growing up. So mm-hmm. being girly really wasn't an option, you know? And my mm-hmm. mom had always like wanted, oh, you're my little girl. Here's my chance for the boat yeah. and stuff. But I would not do it. It just wasn't me. And about eighth grade, we went school shopping and my mom said, this is it. You're dressing like a girl. We're buying you girl clothes. No more t-shirts and jeans and tennis shoes. You're actually dressing like a girl, Ashley. And I'm like, oh my gosh, no. So that was kind of the start of me kind of getting out of the uncomfort. And then honestly, whenever I was with my oldest daughter's dad, he was very... wanted me to kind of, he did not let me stand out. He mm-hmm. did not let attention on me, mm-hmm. Kind of very possessive. Mm-hmm. So I held back a lot. And then once I finally broke free from him, I was about 19 years old. It was like, okay, this is it. This is, mm-hmm. I'm coming out.
Yeah. You know?
And I started my journey as a hairstylist at that age. So of course you're in beauty school, so it's always like, let's try this and let's do yeah. this, and I'm like, yes, like I was the demo for everything and didn't care. I was like, it's hair, it'll grow back, and I could yes. never cut my hair. Always had hair past my behind because my dad needed his little girl with the long hair, so I was chopping it, and then I remember I cut it into a mohawk. And it was the scariest thing ever because I was the shortest I had was going. So I was just like, oh my gosh, like this is crazy. I went home and my mom's like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this to yourself, Ashley? Like, is there something wrong? Like, we've got to talk it out. Like, and I'm like, mom, like I'm just expressing myself. It's my hair. Like, it's just hair. I'm not doing drugs. Like, yeah. I'm good. You know, I'm fine. And, I'm an artist. Like, I sit behind a chair and help women feel beautiful. Like, why can't I let myself feel beautiful? So it started okay. there. And then being in the beauty industry, it's just, it's evolving. It's constantly changing. My clients come to me because I am constantly changing. Mm-hmm. I joke around and I say, I'm teaching my youngest her colors through my hair. Like, I come home with different colors. It's like, what color is mama wearing today?
That's so
funny. But it totally, it's crazy how it just like starts with, oh, it's here. And then it, you know, transforms into, oh, well, I'm doing it because of this. And now where I'm at in this season of life is I'm raising four beautiful, crazy, awesome kids. And they're watching. They're watching. And today, I mean, we all know how freaking harsh this world is. And it's, you're judged by every single thing that you say, you do, your hair flip, the way you walk, the way you talk, everything. So it is my job and my duty to show my kids it's okay. Don't look like Sally Jane and Billy Bob down the road. You can be who the heck you want to be and freaking own it. Like I said, four kids, three of them girls. I need to raise them into women who walk with confidence and a humble heart. I have a son who I need to raise into being an amazing husband who lets his wife be who she is. So thankfully I have a husband who allows me to do all of this crazy stuff and loves me for it. He met me when I had the mohawk, so nothing surprises him whenever I get home. So I do it because my kids are watching. I want them to know it's okay. It is absolutely okay to just be who you are. Am I insecure at times? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Do I question what I'm doing and think, oh my gosh, what is so-and-so going to think? Or whenever I post this selfie of my new color, who's going to be like, oh my gosh, that's a hideous color? Or if I dress loud and crazy with all these funky colors, are they going to think I'm, you know, mental? Like, what, people are just going to judge me. And it's a constant fear. Live with it every single day. And I just, it's that stupid noisy roommate in your head that you just got to shut it down. She'll come back and I shut her down. And it's all day, every day. But again, I realize my kids are with me all day, every day. I've got to overcome that voice. I've got to walk with proving, hey, it's okay. Like, fight it, own it. And it's what I do. You know, like I said, I live with the insecurities. I get scared of everything. But I'm one that goes against the grain. And if people aren't doing it, then I'm going to do it. And I, in hopes that I help someone else do it. I had no idea that I was an influence for you to do your hair, like none. Yeah. And that's how I think, like, nobody's watching me. Nobody cares about me. I'm doing it just for myself and my kids, not even picturing that I'm touching anyone else's lives. Oh, but if that's the case, heck yes. If I can help someone dye their hair after years of wanting it and you look absolutely freaking beautiful, like, if I could change, like, we could just switch hairs, I would love it. Like, I love your hair. I would say
thank you.
I wish I had curly hair. It would enter the room before I did. I would make it so big. Like, I love it. That's why I'm always like trying to make my hair so big.
Yes.
So I'm grateful that I'm thankful that I helped you, and I take it with complete humbleness, not of, oh girl, I'm so humbled and honored that I helped you to do that. So that's so awesome.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That is so good. Yes. You can have this curly hair because it is a mess. But that's like one of the things I was like, oh my gosh, my hair is already like huge. Like, I can't also put color on top of that and make it like even more noticeable. But no, like, it's, I've always like seen like you changing your hair and I'm like, gosh, that's so cool. Like, she's so confident. She like does that without ever, I mean, and like, and from my side, not knowing that like you're over here thinking those thoughts too. Like, you're like, oh my gosh, what are people gonna say about me? You know, those kinds of things. But like, the awesome thing is that you're like, I don't care. Like, you hear it, you hear those thoughts, but then you shut it down and you're like, not going there. Like, I'm not even going to listen to that. I'm just going to do me. And then doing it for your kids to see that, like, it's okay to do that. Which is something that, like, when I did this, I was like, ooh, like, I'm going to be like walking into the store with Savvy and people are going to be like, ooh, what is this? Like, you know, but then just knowing that, like, I'm showing her, like, it's okay to do that. Like, it's okay to like change your hair if you want to, or, you know, wear this outfit or whatever, you know, and that's just, I think, something that more moms should be, should embrace, I think. Yes. And so like, it's just so awesome that you're doing that. I remember one time I saw you post about how you asked your daughter, like what she thinks about like your tattoos and like your colored hair. And if that's something that like embarrasses her or like makes her feel like self-conscious when she's with you. And what she said, I thought was like really awesome. Do you remember that? Can you tell us about that?
Again, and that conversation has happened so many times before and after, because I'm constantly like, am I embarrassing you, kid?
Yeah.
You know? And she's like, no, like, mom, like, absolutely not. Like, then you wouldn't be you. You, like, mm-hmm. you are who you are. Like, it wouldn't make you, like, any different. You're special. I love it. And, like I said, those thoughts pop in my head, but my kids who are watching reassure me whenever I'm struggling, you know, and mm-hmm. when I've asked those moments, those are moments where it's like that noisy roommate has gotten the best of me. And I start mm-hmm. to doubt myself as a mom, like, am I too much for my kid? Mm-hmm. And that's when the question will come out. And she, sure enough, she calms me down and reassures me, like, absolutely, mom, like, absolutely not. Like, you're perfect. I love you. You know, she's seen pictures of me whenever I didn't have all of the hair and the tattoos mm-hmm. that we have in her little keepsake box. And she was just like, who is that? She honestly did not know who that was. And granted, I was like 16 whenever I was with her dad. And I'm like, that's me. And she's like, what? Like, that is you? And it's just so normal for her now.
Yeah.
That she's grown up with me that, you know, it's still not easy for my husband. He still struggles when people give me looks and like, oh, of disgust. He's like, you know, going back to high school, boo. And I'm like, who says boo nowadays? And I'm like,
oh my gosh.
It's okay. Like, that's, and so I pay funny. No mind to it because I'm not focused on anyone. I don't mm-hmm. do it for attention. I'm just, mm-hmm. if I'm grocery shopping, I'm grocery shopping, you know?
Yeah.
So, for my kids, it's so normal. For Emerson, this is all she knows. She's 4 years old.
Yeah.
She arrived with the crazy hair and the tattoos. This is mama to her, you know?
Uh-huh.
She loves it. She does not see me as anything different. Even if she were to see a mom who's completely normal, she doesn't see a difference between the two. And I absolutely love that, you know.
And
when I come to my kids' schools, their friends are always like, oh my gosh, that's your mom. That's crazy. She's beautiful. Oh, hey, Cassidy, tell your mom. She's beautiful. And you know, she loves it. And I'm just like, oh, thanks, guys. It's normal. It's just normal. And they accept me for who I am. That's, I'm mom, mommy, mama, whatever I am that day.
That is so cool that they see that. And like, that shows just like that you're doing exactly what you have set out to do, just to show them that like, they can be whoever they want to be by her being like, no, it doesn't bother me at all. Like, I think it's awesome. You know, that just shows that like, she gets it. Like what you're trying to teach her, like she gets it, that like, it's okay. And that is so awesome. Yay. So do you have anything else that you want to share with us? If there was like one piece of advice that you could leave with our mamas, what would that be?
Oh gosh. I mean, I don't think we're ever going to get it right. I don't think there's a right way of being a mama, period.
Oh my gosh.
Just every day, just be better than you were before. You know, it's that whole thing, bettering your best. There's days where I fell as a parent. There's days where maybe I shouldn't have said what I said to my child. It came out the wrong way, but my intentions were well. So then I dwell on it and think I'm such a horrible mom. And then here she comes showing grace and acts like nothing, you know? So it's just, I think we need to give ourselves grace as mamas. It's a first for all of us, you know.
Yeah.
I like to tell my oldest, it's like reading a book for her age. Every chapter or every new year she hits, it's a new chapter that I'm reading for the very first time.
Yes.
Did not read a summary on it, don't know nothing about the book. I'm barely reading it for the very first time. So I give you grace because you're experiencing it for the very first time. And I ask that you give me grace because I'm experiencing it for the very first time. So grace is something that we need to give each other, and give one another, and ourselves, of just, hey, it's new for all of us. I think we're all in the same boat. We all, there's this huge thing of, you know, a taboo to speak upon struggling as a mom. And I think it's something that we need to shut down because it's okay. It's okay. There's other mamas that are struggling, who are crying in the shower, who are, you know, getting their peace of mind together while they're driving or anything like that. So I say, not like, let's not be afraid anymore and let's own it. Yes. There's no perfect mom. There's no, oh, I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I'm better than the ones who work, or yes, I'm a working mom, so I'm better than the ones who stay home because I'm doing both jobs. It's hey, we're all doing it.
We're all in this together. Like, let's drop the labels and let's just be moms.
Yes.
Oh, that is so good. I love the part of just giving each other grace. And that, I actually just posted something the other day and I was like, have you ever had a job where you had no experience, no training, no like kind of like education on it? And it's like, that's parenting. It's just so true. It's like, it's a 24/7 job and like nobody showed you how to do this job before. Like, it's like walking into a brand new job and they're like, all right, here you go, get started, here's your first day. And you're like holding a baby, like, okay, what do I do now? And it's so true that like every stage that they go through is a new stage for us too. And that's like us learning how to do it all over again. And it's like, so that's so true. So good. Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Ashley. Oh my gosh, this was amazing.
So
where can our peeps find you? Social media or anything like that?
Yes, Facebook, Instagram. I have a personal and a professional page for my hairstylist girls. So I'm pretty much like an open book on my social media. So I love my children. So if you want to see all my posting of my kids and my husband, go for it. And then I talk about hard times too. I think it's, it's good to be vulnerable and let other people connect with you. So
amazing.
Definitely friend me, follow me. I'll follow you back and we'll help each other.
Yes, I will get your Instagram handle and all of that stuff and I'll put it in the show notes. So if anybody's tuning in to the podcast, if you look in the show notes, you'll be able to connect with Ashley and find her there. So thanks again. I am so glad that you joined me. I appreciate it so much and I will see you later.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Mindset Mama podcast today. I know that as a busy mom, your time is scarce. And for you to turn this podcast on today means the world to me. I hope that this has benefited you and I hope that you've gotten something out of this podcast. And if you have, I would love it if you would subscribe to this podcast and also leave me a review. I love reading your reviews and getting to know what you guys truly love about the Mindset Mama. It would also be amazing if you would screenshot today's episode and share it on your Instagram stories and your Facebook stories and all over your social media, and be sure to tag me in it and let me know what you loved about today's episode. I am so excited to bring you guys even more value every single week as we talk about mom life and how we can rock this thing together. I am excited to be on this journey with you. Thanks so much again. We'll be right back.